Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks.
Today on The Grave Talks, Imprisoned Souls, a conversation with Dave Spinks. What started as a fun fishing trip with his grandfather quickly turned into one of the most traumatic experiences of Dave Spink's life. When hearing loud boulders being thrown into the river, Dave and his grandfather investigated. What they witnessed inflicted profound fear onto both of them. As they fled for their lives, his grandfather asked Dave to never repeat what they had seen. Today, we hear about that experience and so much more on The Grave Talks.
Well, I had several experiences as a young man. The primary one being when it comes to what got me into this was a Bigfoot experience with me and my grandfather here in West Virginia. And the gist of it was we, you know, would always go on our favorite, you know, our fishing spots and our favorite fishing places together in the summers when I would visit and whatnot. And we had a pretty much a hair-raising experience with what I can only describe as a Bigfoot when I was 13 years old. And it really changed my life and it sent me on a quest for answers, so to speak. And oddly enough, another encounter I had was with my other grandfather, my mom's dad, on the second one when and I'll tell you that whole story if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
All right. So my mom's dad was also, both my grandfathers are World War II veterans. And my mom's dad was very, very sick. He had like a quarter of one lung left. And this is back in the 80s. This is like 85, 86-ish. And he actually had to have a stoma put in, you know, where they put a hole in your throat where he could get an oxygen tube in permanently.
Sure.
So he could breathe because he just, and he smoked like a freight train, man. He still smoked in his stoma hole with the old Camel non-filtered cigarette.
Wow.
So we knew that it was only a matter of time before he wouldn't be with us no more. And this one particular summer, I was at my dad's house and they lived about 30 miles from my mom's parents, you know. And I woke up and I was sleeping in the middle of the night. I woke up in the middle of the night and there stood my mom's dad at the foot of my bed at my dad's house. And he was as solid as me and you. And I kind of rubbed my eyes thinking, what are you doing here? You know, there's no reason for him to be there at my dad's house. And it's in the middle of the night, 3-4 in the morning. And I said, what are you doing here, Papa? And he just smiled, didn't say anything, and disappeared right in front of my face. So I chalked that up as a weird dream, you know, and went back to sleep. And the next morning, that was on my mind. So I called up to my grandma and grandpa's house, and my uncle from out of state answered the phone. And I said, "What are you doing there?" And he said, "No one called you yet, Dave." I said, "No, why?" He said, "Well, Papa died last night and we're all coming in for the funeral." So I kind of just sat there dumbfounded, didn't say anything about this dream. You know, I was like, that's just bizarre, crazy, you know, experience. Well, about 6 months later, we were all up at my grandma's eating dinner, a bunch of us from the family. And, you know, it was on my mind just come out and tell them about the dream I had. Mm-hmm. So I said, they're going to think I'm crazy, but whatever, I'm going to tell them. So I came out with it, and several members of my family's faces all went funny, and they all had the exact same scenario happen to them the night my grandfather died. And I knew right then and there it was as if he came to say goodbye to me before he went to wherever he was going. And that just really, after the whole Bigfoot thing and that really cemented me into wanting to know more answers. And I began, you know, back in those days, we didn't have the luxury of the internet. So I began just going to the local libraries, the school library, anything I could find, get my hands on to read about the paranormal, the unexplained, you name it. I was into it. And happened to see the show In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy around that time. And that was when I was, you know, I really got hooked even deeper, because I knew that particular episode I saw happened to be the one about the Bigfoot, you know, on their show. And I had never heard of the Patterson-Gimlin film or anything. I had heard the old timers talk about what they call the woolly boogers and different things here in the woods of West Virginia. But I had, you know, didn't put two and two together and realized, hey, man, they're seeing this thing all over the world. You know, this is not just some random escape, you know, monkey I saw from some zoo or something. This thing is real, and they're seeing this thing all over the world. So that just really cemented me in deeper. And I really began my quest at a very early age in search for answers into some of these unexplained phenomena and stuff.
What was your family's attitude towards the paranormal prior to everyone having that collective experience when your grandfather died?
Well, interestingly enough, my mom had a really strange encounter when she was in a really bad car accident that she often talks about. And that side of my family, my mom's side, was very open to it. My dad's dad, the one I had the experience with Bigfoot, he was a Baptist minister for over 40 years after the war. And he refused to talk about it. Anything that was not in the Bible to him was, you're talking about demons and you can't do that. You know, you just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. So I had kind of a, you know, mixed bag of resources to go to when it came to that, when I wanted to talk to, you know, someone close to me about it. But so, you know, it was kind of a catch 22 in a lot of situations, because I wanted answers from my grandfather, who was the preacher, but he refused to talk about anything that wasn't in the Bible, because he was hardcore old school minister, where, you know, fire and brimstone and this and that, you know. So yeah, it was kind of tough.
When you had that experience with your grandfather, the Bigfoot experience, did he see it at the same time that you did too?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he's shot at it.
So it wasn't like it was just you, like, hey, Grandpa, look, and then he looks and it's gone. He saw this thing, and he's, in his mind, I would imagine, trying to square this up with his religious beliefs. And I know you just said to me that he didn't really talk about it very much. Did you get anywhere with him? I mean, this has to be something you both have, this experience that is kind of mind blowing. You're a little kid. You want answers, or at least reassurance, you know, as any child would, is, you know, are we okay? What was that thing? Did he ever make any reference to it or try and explain it in any way, shape, or form, whether it be something that was a demon or just, where did he go with it, if anywhere?
He would say that when it all went down, when we actually, I'll just tell you the story. So long story short, okay?
Yeah.
We went to one of our favorite fishing spots on the Gauley River in West Virginia. We started catching fish. Had a great day together. It was getting right before dark. We actually cleaned our fish, cooked them up, and ate them. And, you know, Grandma had sent a bunch of food with us, and we ate like kings, and we were just sitting there just, you know, so full, we're miserable, just going, oh, man, that was good. And out of nowhere, this humongous splash hits out in the middle of the river. And of course, we're the only people out there that we know of. So we jump up, and we're looking around, can't figure out what caused this humongous splash. We didn't see anything or hear any, you know, people making any noise, anything like that. And this was such a loud splash that when it hit the water, it was a loud thump, and then the water rained down. So we knew it was something really big. So we looking in the river trying to figure out, and this river runs fairly fast, you know. So if it would have been a large log or something, we would have been able to see it floating down the river or anything else. And the other side of the river that we were on was very steep, very rugged, and people just really didn't go over there to fish because it's too dangerous. So after we looked around for several minutes, couldn't figure out what it was, we just chalked it up as maybe a rock rolled off the cliff over on the other side we didn't see and hit the water, you know.
Sure.
So we sat back down, started getting relaxed again, and then out of my left peripheral vision, I saw something and heard something at the same time. It sounded like something coming through the tree limbs. Well, I look in that direction, and I see a large rock that, I guess is the only way to describe the size, is something a grown man couldn't get his arms all the way around, coming in an upward direction through the tree limbs and come out and hit quite a bit of ways out in the middle of the river and make another loud splash. And we both saw that time. So we jumped up and we're like, what in the heck? And my grandpa's kind of just standing there dumbfounded, and so am I. And he yells out, "You hoodlums, knock it off or I'm going to shoot." And at the same time, he runs back to the tent. And I know he's going back to get his old squirrel gun out of the tent that we had set up. So he comes back with a old squirrel single shot shotgun. And about that time, the most god-awful roar sound you ever hear comes from that side of the river, and it just echoes down through the canyon. It's a pretty deep holler canyon, whatever you want to call it, in that area. And it makes a really loud, just, it's so guttural, like you feel it from your head to your toe. I mean, it sends cold chills down my spine every time I think about it. And that sound haunted me for years.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.